Welcome, everybody. I'm Lars Biltzen, the director here at the KITP. It's my pleasure to have all of you join us on this 80-degree February day during El Nino. We're supposed to be raining instead. That comes Wednesday. Rain comes Wednesday. So I always like to start by asking, for how many of you is this morning your first time in the building? Raise your hand high. First time in the building this morning. Okay, so it's about half. Very good. It's always half. Rather shockingly. Let me tell you a little bit about the KITP. So we've existed here at the campus since 1979. We primarily run on a grant from the National Science Foundation, and our main activity are what we call programs, long, by long I mean 8 to 10 week, 12 week, sometimes 14 week events with about 25 people here in the building working together. And some people are here the whole time, some are here for about a month. And with most programs, they choose to have a one-week conference, and that's what some of you have come for, maybe because you couldn't get away for the whole time, or maybe because I didn't invite you to come for the whole period, since I tell the coordinators I'm to blame for everything. But the main thing I want to talk about is how those come to be. We have an advisory board we work closely with that works with myself and the permanent members and the deputy directors to define programs for the Institute, and that's a development process that carries out in the fall and culminates in early February. We had our board meeting 10 days ago to decide what are the right programs to be doing. So we're just now working through 2017-2018 academic year. And if you have questions, I'll be at dinner tonight. You can ask me, you can ask Greg Huber, who's a deputy director here. Pierre is quite experienced, so Pierre Ludisol would also be able to advise any of you. I'm trying to think who else will be around, but I'll be available this evening, so if any of you have questions, please feel free to talk with me or Greg, or like I said, Pierre has succeeded, I think, three times now with program proposals, so he knows the secret sauce. And so that, it's important just because I know many of you are much more from the mathematical community, and of course in mathematics there are many, many, many institutes in the U.S. In theoretical physics there's really just one, which is here. And so if you have programs that you think would be of interest to us crossing that boundary, please do speak with us. Everything here is recorded unless the speaker opts out, and so you'll see that's why it's important that you wear the microphone. That's why I'm doing this, even though I don't really need to. We do record everything, and those go straight online pretty immediate, so all the talks will be online, and that resource is there forever. And that also means that when you're asking questions, it is important, and it's going to feel awkward in this room to wait for the microphone, because if you don't, it'll be jeopardy online. They'll hear the answer, but not the question. Vadim, who's going to be running the first session, will probably hijack someone to help him get the microphone. And because we went the room, we didn't open up the back for this conference, it is going to feel a little awkward, but please do it. Everything's on the website. Of course, you've got the schedule. The most important point I want to make is we really have a strong tradition here, and it's because we think it's valuable that there is time for discussion during the conference. So when we say the talk is 45 minutes, that's actually what we mean. And Vadim, as the first session chair, will set an excellent example. He has the things.
Oh, wow.
And that means that we're doing that so that we can be sure there's 15 minutes for questions from all of you. And that, as the conference goes by, you will appreciate it. And unfortunately, what it means is you'll never be able to go to a conference again that doesn't give you time to ask questions, because you'll be annoyed at the other conferences. So that's our main goal for this, is that there is time for discussion. That's also why we have the long breaks. For those of you who are giving talks, there are instructions in your packet for downloading the talks online so that we can have your slides as in addition to the online recording, so please do that. Staff are wearing name tags, so Claudia is our main conference assistant, so everybody should know her. And then the computer staff are around, so we've got a number, I guess, a lot of them bailed, but they're here in case there's any technical issues. The wireless is available, so it's KITP and it's airport 123456 is the password. Just in case you want to check what the speaker's saying and be sure it's true. The name tags are important. We have two other programs happening right now here in the building, and they will all think that the food in the courtyard is for them. And the only way our staff can help you get your food is for you to wear your name tag. So please do that. And the food is all in the courtyard. So if you go out this and to the left in the center of the building, that's where all the breaks will be, the lunch, the dinner. And it will, please do wear your name tag so that we can work to keep out the other 50 physicists who think that's their lunch. Parking, if you did drive here, parking in lot 10 across the way is at the top floor. And if you need to get a pass, actually you need to get a pass, you should just use that kiosk and select VIP. Tonight and Thursday night, if you choose to go out and wander around and then come back for dinner, the only door that'll be open is in the back by the courtyard where the caterers go in and out. And so that's the door. Otherwise, the building gets locked. The building's locked at 5, but you can always get in that way during the conference period. So don't worry about that. If you're bringing a family or spouse or children or anybody to the conference dinner, please let Claudia know so that she can get the head count finalized to the caterer and also collect the dinner fee. The shuttles will be leaving promptly. Of course, today is a dinner, so the shuttles will be leaving after dinner. And for Friday, there'll be a sign-up for those of you needing transport to the airport or to Airbus or the Goleta Amtrak. So the only other announcement I have is, many of you know, we're building a big house for physics right now called the Residence over on the west side, and some samples are here. So this is a piano that we're going to put into the Residence. So if anybody wants to play the piano during break, feel free. It's a nice piano. And the last thing is, please turn off your cell phones. Unfortunately, I didn't used to have to say that, but now I do. So I'm going to hand this over to Vadim, who's going to set a wonderful example.
Thank you.
So before we start, let me tell you a couple of words about our schedule. Well, as you probably have noticed, you know, in this conference, we have quite a large audience of people of very different backgrounds. I would say that we have a group of people coming from mathematical background, a group of people coming from theoretical physics background. You may ask, what's in common? Well, one thing that is in common for most of us, that's the word integrability. Although, you know, the exact meaning of this word, of course, is very different between, you know, different people here. So, well, with that in mind, we try to organize the schedule in such a way that, you know, inside a session, we have some mixture of people from different backgrounds, so that, you know, there is a chance for us to kind of mix and combine different ideas. But on the other hand, what it also means is that, you know, when giving your talk, please, you know, have it in mind that people might have very different backgrounds. So, you know, something which is kind of trivial for people from theoretical physics background might be very non-trivial for mathematical background and vice versa. So please, you know, try not to skip, you know, these elementary things. Okay, so that's the only announcement that I wanted to say. So it's a great pleasure for me to introduce our first speaker, so Professor Herbert Spohn from Munich, who will speak about searching for trace Vedum distributions in non-equilibrium dynamics.